This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So, of course, as part of the government shutdown, you know, SNAP benefits, or what some people would call food stamps, they were not reloaded over the weekend. And a court decision said that this sort of contingency fund needed to be used. And then yesterday to fund it. And then yesterday, the federal government said they would partially fund it. But according to reports, this I'm seeing on CNN, is that the USDA, which handles it, said recipients in some states may not see their November benefits for weeks or even months. And so there's been this sense of pressure on food banks, even here in Connecticut. And as we've said before, no matter how wealthy your town is, all 169 municipalities have somebody in their town dealing with food insecurity. And so there is a real fear that people were going to descend on our food banks and create a real problem. And the governor set aside $3 million, probably needs to and will do more. But a voice has been out there, always out there, but especially lately, Jason Jakubowski from Connecticut Food Share joining us here in Brian & Company. I know you've been really busy, Jason. Thanks for the time.
No, Brian, happy to be on with you. You know, I was in your studio on Saturday with Steve Parker. You said you wanted me on, so I'm glad we were able to make it work.
Yeah, because for me, you know, and again, I did some stuff over at WFSB late last week, and you were talking about it too on television as well, and you were anticipating getting slammed. I guess now we're only on Tuesday, but like, how has it been the last couple of days?
I mean, great question. I mean, I was out yesterday. I visited mobile truck sites in New Britain, one in Hartford, one in East Hartford. And, you know, the lines are double what they were at those same exact sites about 2 weeks ago. You know, the good news is they were orderly. The good news is, you know, people were calm. People were thankful. People were grateful. But, you know, the volume was just significantly increased. In fact, we're going to rent some additional trucks that we're going to get out on the streets today so that we could load even more food in there for more people. So it's, you know, I think that's about what we figured. You know, the question is, how long are we able to sustain this?
Yeah, I do want to get to that question, but a couple of things quick before I do. And one is, was it out of sort of like, let's, like the toilet paper thing from the pandemic type stuff? Was it fear of what's ahead, so people want to stock, or is it immediate?
Well, I think it's I think it's probably a combination of all of those things. I mean, it's definitely, I'd say half the folks that were there yesterday were people that go on a regular basis. Maybe they're seniors on a fixed income, people that you know you totally expect. But you talk to the people that are running those different mobile truck sites, and they'll tell you, yeah, there were a lot of new people, and I think that's driven by both the messages that you're getting in the media, you know, rightfully so. I mean, you know, you guys are talking about what's happening. I also think that there's a practical reality that people probably went to go use their SNAP cards on Saturday, Sunday at the grocery store, and were told, sorry, there's nothing on there. So, I mean, I think it's a combination of those things, but there's definitely, you know, I heard at all three sites I was at yesterday that, you know, they're seeing people that they've never seen before.
Right. And do you take anybody, no questions asked, or is there some sort of vetting?
At our mobile sites, it's no questions asked. Absolutely. If you're willing to stand in line, and those lines really, they reach around the corner sometimes, you know, we're here to provide you food, and no questions asked. Now, we also provide food to 600 local pantries, right, and we have been increasing the amount of food that we've been giving them as well. And what we hear from all of those pantries, I was at Hands on Hartford yesterday afternoon, stopped by HRA and Food Pantry in New Britain, in as well after one of the mobile trucks, they're saying that they're seeing significantly more individuals coming looking for help as well. And we can tell because they're all ordering more food from us.
Right.
So the key has been, how do we get more food in the door? How do we get more food out the door?
So Jason Jakubowski from Connecticut Food Share joining us here on Brian & Company. Obviously, there's a lot of people who need access to food on a regular basis, don't have the resources that they usually have, and we don't know how long it's going to last. How well resourced are you? We know you, the governor gave you a couple $1 million. You got to go out and get it. Things go quickly. Like, and you asked, you sort of said, how long can we hold up? Like, what are the answers to those two questions?
Yeah, I mean, it helps. I mean, definitely the dollars that we received from the governor and from the state certainly help. They committed $1.5 million a week for 2 weeks. That gets us through, you know, this week. That gets us through next week. You know, the question is, how long does this go on and how long does that continue? So every little bit helps. I do think it's important to point out that, you know, we are, even at our max, we're not the first line of defense against hunger. And I think people are starting to realize that. For every meal we provide at the food bank, SNAP provides 9. You know, so there's no way that the state could, even if the state gave us $72 million, which is the monthly value of SNAP dollars, we would never be able to replace one for one what SNAP does. Just because we have, you know, we have a capacity limit too. We have a warehouse, we have trucks, and the local pantries have capacity limits as well. Just for this, as a part of the what the state had given us, we have to scale up. We've brought on some temporary part-time staff members. We had to bring on 8 temporary drivers, and we're renting 8 additional vehicles. So, you know, it's not like the answer is just more food, more food, more food.
Right.
Getting the food is a big piece of the equation. Figuring out how to logistically get that food out to people is also a piece of the equation that people often forget about.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's sort of, we only have like a minute and a half left. It gets to my next question. Like, what sort of conversations and meetings are you having today to deal with the planning here?
Well, look, our staff has been meeting since the beginning of the pandemic, since the beginning of the shutdown. Our board authorized $1 million very early on, which is great. It gave us a couple week head start before some of these other government interventions were coming in. I could tell you we're talking to either the governor or the Department of Social Services every single day. I will be out at one of our mobiles in Avon today, where, again, I expect the numbers to double. And at this point, it's just about getting the food in and how do we get as much food in and out as we possibly can. We're also, you know, we are constrained by what the supply chain looks like. If it takes 2 weeks for a certain order to get in, it takes 2 weeks for a certain product to get in. I mean, there's nothing we can do to control that. But we're in conversations with the state every single day. We're talking to legislative leaders every day. We are not the only piece of the solution, but as long as they need us, we're going to be here.
Just real quick, if anyone listening wants to help out at any level, you know, where do they go? What can they do?
CTFoodShare.org if you want to make a donation, or if you want to sign up to volunteer, we definitely need volunteers. CTFoodShare.org.
CTFoodShare.org. Jason, thanks for hopping on. You know, I'm going to want to maybe check in. If this goes beyond another week, I would love to just get, you know, sort of an update from you if you don't mind.
Absolutely, Brian. Anytime. You let me know. Happy to jump on the air with you anytime.
All right, Jason. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Good luck.
Take care. You too.
Okay.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.